Legendary.
Bonafide legends. The Night Shift with Luke Boner wants to know about the essential workers who are COVID heroes. They could win a 10-day holiday in an Avita motorhome.
Plus, prizes from the Man Shake and Lady Shake. The ultimate weight loss shake, quick and easy. Try it today.
And all thanks to Avita Motorhomes, avidarv.com.au, avidarv.com.au. At the beginning of this promotion, I spoke to Billy Falconer, who's the boss there at Avita, and I thought I'd get him back on just for an update on how things are going, because it was interesting to hear the Federal Minister for Tourism yesterday asking, pleading with Australians, if you're going to holiday, please holiday within Australia. So I thought, hang on, no brainer. Let's get Billy back and let's reinforce the message. Get yourself an Avita RV and go and see Australia. Billy's back on the line. G'day, buddy.
Hi, Luke. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
Mate, that's a pleasure. It's going great, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, he's exactly right. You know, we as Australians, we don't like to be told we can't do something. And at the moment, we can't go overseas or go on a cruise and things like that. So what better way to travel your own backyard is in a motorhome or caravan? And it's just, sales are fantastic at the moment. And I think the fact that we're going to be able to provide these motorhomes and caravans to people to go and explore our backyard and give back to those communities that have really probably struggled over the last 12 months too, you know. So I think it's a fantastic thing.
What about people who are getting close to finishing up their work life and they've got some super, and they want to invest their super in perhaps one of your vehicles? Is it going to cost an absolute fortune? What sort of money are we talking about? What sort of vehicles are we talking about? I know it's a general question, Billy, but please work with me.
Oh, yeah, it is. Look, I mean, prices vary. You know, you can enter the market, you know, from $20,000, $30,000 if you want to get in with a camper trailer, or you can start even lower with a tent. But, you know, there's products all the way through to our, you know, over $300,000 for a motorhome, but then there's, you know, $100,000 motorhomes as well. So there's a price range to suit everyone, different products and whatnot. And I guess with us, we build motorhomes and caravans, so we've got a large selection of different motorhomes from 6.4 metres, you know, standard car licence up to a 9.6 metre motorhome on a medium rigid license.
Now, last time you and I spoke, you were saying that you had jobs available. That's what we want to hear. Is that still the case, or have you filled them all?
No, most definitely. We've still got opportunities there. We've actually, since we spoke last time, we've got some fantastic people on board, and it's great to see people willing to work. And we are still looking for good workers to come and join the Avita family. You know, with sales booming at the moment, we are a hand-built product, and obviously people is a big part of our increasing our output of products, and definitely looking for good people. So if there's any of your listeners out there still looking for a job or know someone looking for a job and willing to work out, you know, Western Sydney at Emu Plains, well, we've got some really good jobs on offer.
I want to get back to the motorhome for a second. I just said before, and I've realised I probably have overstated it, but I said, you know, people who are close to retiring, spending their super and getting a motorhome. But you have people much younger than that buying these homes, people in their 30s, 40s?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, in the past they used to be called the grey nomads, you know.
Yeah,
it was
correct,
always people
yeah.
over 60, 65. Well, they don't like being called that anymore. It's now they're trying to rename it Sunseekers because they're chasing the sun all the time. So, you know, and a lot younger buyers definitely coming into it. And families as well taking time off and doing the lap of Australia, taking a year off or 2 years off and homeschooling the kids. So young families and young couples definitely getting into the market a lot more than used to in the past. So it's a fantastic opportunity, as you said earlier, to travel this beautiful country and see some great sights that are in our own backyard.
Yeah, if you want to travel around Australia in an Avita RV motorhome caravan, can you park these things anywhere? Do you have to go to a caravan park? What's the story?
No, look, there's opportunities to go to a caravan park. Well, there's also, you know, the opportunity to go free camping. You know, they're set up with, you know, batteries, solar, water tanks, all the rest of it. So you can definitely free camp. You don't have to be in a park. There's a lot of places out there outside of the caravan parks. But then, you know, a lot of people like to mix it up and go free camping or go to the caravan parks because they like to give back to the communities as well. And that's their way of giving back. And then they mix that up on their trip along the way.
Can I ask a really stupid question? Do they have toilets and showers and things like that?
Sure do. All our products have shower, toilet, kitchen, the whole lot. So
satellite TV.
Satellite TV. Yes, you can get satellite TV. There's it's basically you're building a home on wheels essentially, because you're even getting the choice of picking your bench tops and your splashbacks and all those sort of things to really personalise it and make it your own, you know. So
I realise if you're going to go camping and seeing Australia, probably the last thing you want to do is watch TV. But, you know, I'm just imagining you're out in the middle of somewhere, you've got a satellite TV and you want to watch the cricket this summer, for example.
Exactly right. And we've even got products with TVs on the outside, so you can sit out there with a bunch of mates here and sit there with a couple of drinks and watch the cricket with your mates for sure. Great idea.
Oh, yes. Avida RV. Look, folks, this is the bloke in charge at Avida RV, Billy Falconer. We've spoken to him before. Billy, if anyone's interested, it's Avida RV, AVIDARV, all one word, .com.au. And if they're interested in working for you, what do they do?
Yeah, you can go to the at that same website there, Luke, and go to the careers link on the bottom of our website. Click through that, fill in the form, and
off you go.
HR department will be in contact with you.
Off you go. Listen, this bona fide legends, of which you're the major sponsor, you've got to be thrilled with some of the calls we're getting.
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, I heard a couple earlier. I've heard a few of them, and, you know, there was some people, I think Toby was nominating Matthew, I heard one, and, you know, what a fantastic story, which to us, that's why we got behind this, you know, just to hear some of these stories. It makes us proud to be a part of the competition and be giving something that, you know, some worthy essential worker is going to be winning this 10 days in a motorhome. I think it's a fantastic competition, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Just speaking about Toby Crothers was his name, and his mate is Matthew, who was in the army, Matthew Sterenberg. He's a captain in the army, and he was deployed on Kangaroo Island. Can you believe it? Part of his job was to pick up dead koalas. I mean, how harrowing is that?
I know.
And then in March, he was in Iraq dealing with the rockets as a result of the US killing Iranian Kurds. He was in Melbourne helping on Operation COVID Assist. To top it off, the poor bloke's wife has also left him because he was never at home. He's had a really rough trot. So anyway, I'm talking to Toby and Matthew the other morning, right?
Yes.
And I spoke to Toby, and then we introduced Matthew, and we were talking to Matthew, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue came this. This was quite unexpected. Have a listen to this.
Luke, if I jump in, if I may.
Yeah.
I've actually just asked Matt to be the godfather of my child, who is due in March. And I actually put to Matt that he might be able to use it to come up and be there for the christening. He doesn't know that yet, though, so I might have put it on him here.
Well, you're talking to him now.
So, Matty, if you're keen, mate, would you be Amelia's godfather and would you come up to the christening?
I'm honoured, mate. I'm honoured. And yes, I will be there.
Hello. What do you say to stuff like that?
Oh, isn't that fantastic? And I mean, to think that this competition brought them on air for him to nominate him, and a great, great reason to nominate too as well. But then to top that off with that, that's just fantastic to hear. And I think, you know, that's one of the many great stories of people that have nominated, isn't it? It's just been a good competition that's brought out some really good stories, which we all need at this time too.
And it's thanks to the Man Shake and Adam McDougall and Jeff Cook at Nature B, Nature C, and you, mate, Avida RV. Thank you for making this promotion happen, because can I be honest with you, it's made my day and it's made Jess's day. Every day we get such a reward bringing these stories to people.
Yeah, they're great to hear, aren't they? I mean, I've heard a few of them, like I said.
Are you on the judging panel? Because I hope I'm not.
I don't want to be on the judging panel.
No, me neither.
I want it to be a draw out of a hat, so we don't have to sit there and pick the best one, because I don't think you'd be able to say
you can't.
One is better than the other. No,
you can't. You can't. It's got to be a draw out of a hat.
A random draw, correct.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I don't want to be the hand in that hat either. I don't.
Yeah, I think you might be, Luke.
No, I do not want to be anywhere near that, because I just couldn't. I couldn't face it. I couldn't bear having all those other wonderful calls miss out.
I think I'm with you there, Luke. So maybe we're on a lunch that day. They're drawing it out of a hat. Eh?
We'll be away, and they can contact us by phone.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Billy Falconer from AvidaRV.com.au. Good to talk to you again, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Luke. I really appreciate the time.
legendary.
Bonafide legends. The Night Shift with Luke Boner wants to know about the essential workers who are COVID heroes. They could win a 10-day holiday in an Aveda motorhome. Plus, prizes from the Man Shake and Lady Shake. The ultimate weight loss shake, quick and easy. Try it today.